More than 200,000 people have run away from the M23 armed group as it's advanced in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo.
The soldiers started removing their big guns that were in front of our homes and took them away. This is why we have decided to leave.
M23 is widely understood to be backed by Rwanda. Uganda has also been accused of providing support. Both governments deny it. UN peacekeepers filmed 500 fighters entering Congo from Rwanda earlier this year. Rwandan soldiers have been photographed in areas held by M23. Their helmets have distinct plastic mounts for equipment, the same as those worn by some M23 fighters seen in this video released by the armed group. Congo's forces have lost ground to M23 in recent weeks. East African leaders plan to hold talks on Thursday. There's been fighting to the north of here, further down this road. It's in the area that's along the border with Rwanda, which is just a few kilometers over there. A lot of the population from the towns where there's been fighting has fled this way into the city of Goma, where tens of thousands of people are staying in camps. People are waiting to see if the heightened diplomatic activity is actually going to change anything on the ground. People have demonstrated in cities across Congo in recent months against Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni and Rwandan President Paul Kagame, who they blame for decades of military aggression in Congo. Campaigners say the international community needs to help.
We don't have confidence in the East African community to bring peace. We can never expect Kagame to back down and withdraw. Economic and military sanctions need to be imposed on Rwanda because it depends on funding from other countries.
Earlier this year, the UK paid Rwanda about $160 million to receive deported asylum seekers. After decades of animosity, France and Rwanda restored relations last year, and French President Emmanuel Macron promised €500 million of aid. While tens of thousands of people have been forced into insanitary camps, the US has expressed concern over Rwanda's involvement. The UN, the UK and France have condemned M23, but they haven't said who's backing the group.
For UK, we know that they have this deal with Rwanda. There is also France who is involved with Rwanda in Mozambique. Can be a barrier to take a stand for the right decision, which should be to make sure that all this is stopped.
Rwandan soldiers are fighting insurgents in northern Mozambique, where French oil giant Total has a $20 billion gas project. They wear the same helmets as some M23 fighters. 9 years ago, Congolese forces defeated M23 and its fighters fled to Rwanda and Uganda. That time, Congo had international military support and the US and other countries blocked military aid to Rwanda. This time, people here are waiting to see if politicians from this region and beyond will do what's needed to bring peace and let them go home. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Goma, Democratic Republic of Congo.